Following is another Power 99 sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
An easy put away for the Patriots, but it's stuck on top. Stars save it. Keck will set it across. Scott picks it up. Scott to Scott. From Lauren to Caitlin, and then an overpass above the net. And it's tipped down by Jillian Collins.
This afternoon, it's the C1-4 district final as 4th-ranked Broken Bow takes on the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Wischmeyer sets again. Spangler on the outside, rolls it across, picked up by Babcock. Overset at the net, blocked by the Stars. Adam Central, they'll get it across. Stars have to play on. Clinch, middle, tips it into the corner, and it's good. And Kearney Catholic has won. 15-13.
After a 12-year run at state with 4 state titles, Kearney Catholic has missed out the past 2 seasons. Broken Bow has put together their best season and is 1 win away from their 2nd state appearance since 1981. It's the Indians and the Stars coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Cozad with Power 99 Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Cozad High School. The district championships continue here on Classic Hits Power 99 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you for the C14 district championship in our new format here the last few years. You get away from teams necessarily right next to you, and that's the case here, although there are a lot of teams that could have been farther away from Kearney Catholic than Broken Bow. In the old system, Broken Bow most likely would have been way out west playing Shadron in a district championship, or you just wouldn't have had it at all. You would have expanded things out. Nonetheless, what we have here today is a winner-take-all. It is basically state in a round of 16 played a week early, and Broken Bow believes it's state. We'll start off right there. Broken Bow has already filled the stands. Kearney Catholic won't have a third of what Broken Bow has here on the far side of enthusiasm. And there's one of the reasons that Broken Bow should be enthused. This is one of the best teams that Broken Bow has ever had. They are 31-2. They won their first conference tournament championship in 31 years. This is the most wins they have ever had. They have been to state once since 1981, and that was still before any of these kids playing today were born back in 2000. It's the exact opposite for Kearney Catholic, albeit they have taken some lumps here the last couple of years after a heck of a run where they made it to the state tournament 12 consecutive years, 6 consecutive finals, 4 consecutive state championships. The history between these two schools couldn't be much different. But Broken Bow does own a win over Kearney Catholic earlier this season. In fact, these are teams that wouldn't have played that much back in the day, but they did play, and they played late in the season. In fact, Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connors said it was probably one of their better games. They had some mistakes, but every set was over 20, 25-21, 23-21, that kind of thing. But Broken Bow picked up the win right after it was conference tournament time for Kearney Catholic. So we'll see how the Stars do here today, and there is one significant difference in today's match for Kearney Catholic. For the first time all year, Sydney Connor is suiting up for Kearney Catholic, and she will be moving into the lineup here today as they look to have a return for her from a back injury. So you've got Sid Connor coming in, not playing all year. Yes, she's an outstanding all-stater, but when she has not played all year, although all summer, all of last year, plenty of things that were going on for this Kearney Catholic team, and we'll see how much she can play with the back injury that she has sustained. We will take a break. Starting lineups and a whole lot more, plus we'll update you on some earlier matches from around the state. It's been a rough one. Huskers blow it. Lopers blow it. We're going to try and bring you a great volleyball game here today. So stay with us on Power 99.
Ryan Redinger would like to wish all of the Kearney area athletes good luck in their competition this week. As the owner of O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home, Ryan knows that everyone's game of life comes to an end someday, and he wants you to know that he and his staff are here to create healing moments for you and your loved ones. The staff at O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home knows a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors their memory. Give them a call today at 308-234-3500.
If you're looking for that perfect pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Tim's Auto in Kearney for the finest pre-owned vehicles around. Want to talk hassle-free? See Tim and his sales team. For a hassle-free car purchase, you'll be in and out with your quality pre-owned vehicle in no time. Financing is always available. Tim's Auto, 825 East 25th Street in Kearney. Voted best in Kearney 6 years and counting. Tim's Auto is a proud sponsor of today's broadcast and wish the area student athletes good luck in the competition.
Back here in the Kearney Toyota Repair broadcast booth at Cozad. Thank you to Jeremy Yolk and the fine folks here at Cozad for their hospitality. We also have Pleasanton and Sutherland that's going on right now on ESPN 1460. Pleasanton, the number one seed in D1, hoping to take care of business today against Sutherland. And there's plenty of other volleyball action that's going on around the area. Grand Island Central Catholic has already picked up a win this afternoon in a straight set victory over Lord Central Catholic. In Class B, you had Lexington sweeping, being swept by Waverly today. Hastings is up 2-1 on Aurora, and Grand Island Northwest was able to sweep Alliance. St. Paul and Logan View Scribner Schneider are just getting underway at Columbus High School. Wahoo will play Omaha Roncalli. Lincoln Lutheran playing Ashland Greenwood in C1. Wayne and Chase County currently playing at Kearney High. Shadron and Malcolm are playing at North Platte. Later, Southern Valley and Norfolk Catholic at Grand Island Northwest, and tonight Battle Creek and Syracuse are playing at Centennial High School. St. Cecilia and Bridgeport are playing at North Platte St. Pat's here at 4 o'clock. Other matches that are going on, Centura is getting underway against Lutheran High Northeast here at 4 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, Arcadia Loop City and Ponca playing in Columbus at Central Community College. South Loop and Summerland are playing at Burwell, and that's at 5 o'clock. Besides the Pleasanton-Sutherland matchup at Gothenburg, Kennesaw and Diller-Odell are underway right now at Fillmore Central. Should have a final. It looks like Chambers-Wheeler Central has beaten Fullerton today in the D1-3 final up at St. Paul. Also going on today, we have Overton and Cambridge playing at Holdridge tonight at 6 o'clock. In D2, Lawrence Nelson and Cody Kilgore, that match goes to Lawrence Nelson, the number one seed. They win it in straight sets. BDS and Exeter Milligan play tonight at 7 at Fillmore Central. Bertrand and Winside playing at Aurora at 4, and Giltner at Nebraska Christian play at 5 at Grand Island Senior High. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this for Kearney Catholic and Broken Bow on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer business and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And the Broken Bow Pep Band playing our national anthem as we get ready to bring you the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First of all, for the Lady Indians of Broken Bow, this is their starting rotation. Serving it up first is number 12, 5'6" sophomore. That is Kaya Scott. She'll be followed by number 6, 5'9" senior, Maddie Neely. Number 24, 5'9" senior is Lindsay Shana. The leading attacker for the Lady Indians is number 7, 5'8" senior, Majesta Velasic. She comes into this district final with 383 kills on the season. She'll be followed by number 2, 5'7" senior, Sid Carzalaris. And then it is finishing out number 10, a 5'4" sophomore, Kaylin Scott. The libero is number 0, 4'11" senior in Emily Trotter. The Lady Indians are coached by Skylar Morris, assisted by Amanda Hunt and Kelsey Myers. They are 31-2 on the season. They're fourth ranked in the state, the fourth seed of the tournament, and their only two losses coming to undefeated St. Paul and Lincoln Lutheran, looking for their first trip to state since 2000 and their second trip to state since 1981. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 14 is 6-foot junior Jillian Collins. Number 12, 5'8" junior, Ashlyn Wishmeyer. Number 13, 5'9" junior, Bailey Spangler. The leading attacker for the Stars is number 5, 6-foot senior, Sarah Clinch, who should go over 300 in her career today, or in her season today. Then it's number 11, 5'8" senior, Ainsley Aiden. And number 3, 5'10" sophomore, Ashley Keck. Clinch is second on the team. Keck is first on the team in kills. The libero is number 4, 5'4" junior, Ella Brueggemann. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Ellie Wardine, and Mackenzie Smith. Kearney Catholic is 19-13 on the season. They were able to survive a 5-set victory over Adams Central in the opening round of sub-districts, and then they were able to sweep out Minden in the sub-district final. For Broken Bow, their two sub-district wins came against Ord and O'Neill in straight sets. Starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back with more as we get ready for our district championship after this.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to meadlumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Aurora Cooperative is excited to launch Prairie Valley Seed Brand into the market. Prairie Valley has one goal in mind, and that's to help you grow. By providing cutting-edge genetics and technology packages in combination with our customized seed placement approach, you can rest assured that your seeds will work as hard as you do. At Prairie Valley Seed, we'll push the boundaries in seed innovation so you can push the boundaries in farming. Prairie Valley Seeds, grow without limits. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
Listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Power 99. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. Again, injuries we talked about, if you missed it right at the start of the ball game, Kearney Catholic had been without Julia McReynolds and without Sydney Connor, but Sid is suited up today and is expected to play her first match of the year. She still has that back injury, so I guess we'll see how it goes. They tried to put her through light workouts in practice the last few days, according to Coach Chris Connor, and McReynolds, after missing a month, was able to come in and contribute after a couple of injuries. Now, again, those injuries, Bailey Spangler is back in the starting lineup after being injured in the first set against Minden, and she is back and ready to go here today. For the Lady Indians, it's been pretty clean on their side of the volleyball net. In fact, here are a few of the notes. This is the most wins ever by a Broken Bow team. Velasic, over 1,000 career kills and digs. That's amazing. That's the first time that's happened at Broken Bow, and that hardly happens anywhere. Kaylin Scott has 1,000 career assists. Kaya Scott, broke the season ace record. Maddie Neely broke the career ace record, and Velasic broke her own career kills record. This is an amazing volleyball team in Broken Bow standards, and now they're looking to get to state. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Cozad, Broken Bow, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The opening serve is next.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Kearney Catholic has won the toss. They will serve it away with Brueggemann left to right, and we are underway. Broken Bow will pick up the first serve and get it to the outside, drive it off the block for a kill by Shada. Lindsay Shada will put Broken Bow on top, 1-0 again as we play the district final. We are here in the best of five, and we expect that we could be here a while. Kaya Scott will serve it away. Keck in the back middle has it. Set by Wischmeyer, taken across. And an in-the-net violation called on Broken Bow. So the very first swing by Sarah Clinch causes Bow to be in the net. That's one thing to look at, too. This is not a tall Broken Bow team. Shada at 5'9", Neely at 5'9". Those are their tallest players. Shaw on the bench is 6'1". As the serve is across by Wischmeyer, who does start as the setter. Indians get it to the outside, and Velasic will terminate. So two swings and two kills here for Broken Bow. Side out for the Indians. We will keep you up to date on a lot of the matches. A lot are getting underway at 4, a few at 5, a couple snuck in at 3. I think everybody was waiting for the football game to get over with, and that is indeed the case as the serve goes into the net here for the Lady Indians, and it's 2-2. Still rotating in, Josie Denny. We'll see Jenna Cruzy. Coach Connor says she doesn't want to play Sydney in the back row to avoid having to play defense or digging the volleyball with that back. And the serve by Denny. Clips the net. Picked up back middle there by Scott. Set right side. The attack down and good by Shada. Well, Kearney Catholic's block was extremely good in the sub-district tournament. But so far, Broken Bow is 3-for-3 on their swings here. And the libero, Emily Trotter, will go back to serve it away. Trotter half-step. Floats it across to Denny. Pass tight to the net. Had to be tipped above the net. And it's sent over to one-timer. But not put away by Carzales. And Kearney Catholic with a good swing. Broken Bow. Do they get it back? Yes, but an easy tip down for Keck. They were lucky just to get it back. It floated above the net. And Ashley Keck will go up and get the first kill for the Stars. So an even start to the match here. 3-3. And Cameron David will come in. So the Stars are probably going to play almost everybody suited up here today, which means you have to sub almost every service rotation. Fans still coming into the gymnasium as David fires it down the middle. Set from the back row. It'll be rolled across there by Velasic. Kearney Catholic goes Collins in the middle. She'll slap it down for the kill. And Kearney Catholic has their first lead, and it's the first time somebody has scored on their serve. So David will get another opportunity here. Neely in the back row right now. Right in the middle. That's who they want on serve receive. Trotter to her right. And David will serve it away from Scott. Passes a good one to the outside. The attack hammered home by Velasic. The senior gets her second kill, 4-4. And she may only be 5'8", but she's got some ups. She's got a lot of power behind that swing, at least what we've seen so far. Now Velasic will go back and serve it away, and that brings Scott into the front row. She's their second leading hitter. Denny gets it to Wischmeyer. Middle attack. Keck's first swing is down. Ashley had a tip. That's her first swing, and she's got two kills. Kearney Catholic 5-4, and here comes the freshman, Jenna Cruzy, into the lineup to serve it. 5-4 Stars just underway here in the opening set of this C1 District Championship. And the serve floating across, gets it to Velasic, set outside. Scott will drive it over. Brueggemann with a good dig. It's in front of the bench, and then nobody picks it up. Cruzy got it back into play, and Kearney Catholic watched it fall. Point Broken Bow, and it doesn't matter how many years you call a certain sport. There's two things about volleyball. You call a timeout, the odds of a service error go up. And when you make a play on a volleyball like that, it seems like about a quarter of the time an easy pass to get it across doesn't occur after a great play has been made. So now in for the Indians is Kiana Kosiemba to serve it away. Drives it across here on the set. McReynolds is in. Collins on the attack. Blocked up front by Scott. Tipped back over by Wischmeyer. Outside attack again, tipped over by Scott. Keck tries to roll it over. It caught in the net, but did make it over to Bow. Picked up there by Kaylin Scott. A lot of roll shots here. Kearney Catholic goes Collins. She'll hit it off the top of the net. And it'll be passed back over. Free ball here for the Stars. Wischmeyer looking for Keck. On the outside, another tip. Dug out, over dug at the net. Keck tips it over. A rally without any swings in it so far. Now Keck will take a swing, and it's on the back line. Good. Ashley Keck with her third kill. Kearney Catholic 6 and Broken Bow 5. And this, again, we said it right out of the get-go. This is not a district atmosphere. This is a state atmosphere. Maybe it's an old-time district atmosphere. You are going to hear groaning and cheering on every single point as Kearney Catholic serves it away. Back row attack, Velasic, and she's got it. Stars are playing defense well off that back line. And when it got behind him, there was still another foot to go. So the third kill here for Velasic. And Broken Bow keeps it even, 6-6. We've only had 1 point scored on serve, as Kaylin Scott will serve it to wrap up the first rotation for Broken Bow. Short, Brueggemann picks it up. Wischmeyer sets off the mark. Keck has to tip it across. It stays in the front row. Neely's got it. Right side attack taken off the tip that time by Shotta. Kearney Catholic goes Keck. Back row, roll across. Dug out there by Scott. There's Kaylin and there's Kaya. Outside attack that time by Kaya and in the net on Kearney Catholic. So each team has been called in the net once, and Broken Bow will score on their serve. So Kaylin Scott will go again here. Opening set 7-6, Broken Bow 31-2, Kearney Catholic 19-13. Serving the corner to Brueggemann, passed at the net. Wischmeyer tipped it across. They're calling a net violation. Both teams want it. There's been no call. And the officials are going to get together. The pass was going to send Wischmeyer into the net. She tipped it across. It went out of bounds. Kearney Catholic said it clearly went off the tip, and they don't know, so they're going to replay it. We are sitting amongst the Broken Bow fans, so you're probably going to hear their vocal pleasure or displeasure throughout the match. We're going to replay the point. Scott to serve it across. Short here to Springer. Outside, right side, Collins. Off the tip, it's going to be dug out there by Velasic. Keck with an excellent dig in the back row. And it'll be taken over by Spangler again, but so many tips right now. Set outside. Here comes a swing from the bow, and Scott gets the kill. Kaya with her first. 8-6, Broken Bow. So Kaya with the kill, Kaylin with the serve. The sophomores here for Broken Bow. 2-point lead for the first time for either team. Wischmeyer, slide, Collins, middle attack, up by Scott. Back row, they'll get it on the right side of the attack error by Shotta. Point, Kearney Catholic. Both teams, I don't want to say they're not in system, it just hasn't been crisp on the initial pass, and we have seen so many just trying to keep the ball alive as we've made it through the first rotation. Brueggemann to serve again. Middle attack, one-on-one. Neely will put it away for Broken Bow. 9-7 Indians. Again, the state tournament gets underway on Thursday, and we'll tell you more about that here in just a little bit. First off, the serve floats across for the Indians. Pass off the mark again for the Stars. Spangler from behind the 10-foot line fires it across. Outside attack, Velasic off the tip is dug out by Brueggemann. Set outside, Spangler again. Off the tip and good. Spangler with the kill. That'll be Bailey's first of the match. Side out. Kearney Catholic. So no real runs yet in this match for either team. And Wischmeyer will go back and serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. And the serve into the far right corner, zone one, set all the way outside. Velasic, good dig, Keck over Doug, and it falls across. Broken Bow doesn't play it. Keck's going to get the point on a simple over dig. Broken Bow didn't see it coming. They were trying to get into their offense. And it's 9-9 with Wischmeyer to serve. Again, the C1 state tournament will be held at Lincoln North Star on Thursday as the serve floats across. Set middle, taken across by Shotta. Kearney Catholic doesn't play it properly, and Lindsay will get her third kill. 1:30 is when the matches begin in Lincoln for all classes on Thursday. As the serve is deep and out of bounds here for Maddie Neely. So our first service error, 10-10, Kearney Catholic. We'll bring Denny in to serve it away. If Kearney Catholic wins, remember they reseed it. They wouldn't just slide into the four slot. Broken Bow, I mean, those top four teams, the top three teams, and then Broken Bow, they all look pretty solid. So the four seed would play at 3:30 Kearney Catholic would be looking at a 7 or an 8 seed at 1:30 or 5:30, but we'll let that play itself out. Trouble on serve, receive it, goes into the rafters, and nobody can pick it up. Ace serve, Kearney Catholic. 11-10 as Josie Denny will pick it up. And the Stars up by one. We talked about the crowd. There's so many Broken Bow people here. They're sitting on the Kearney Catholic side. That's how many Indian folks are here today to follow their volleyball team. Denny serves it across, pass again off the mark, and it'll be taken by Shada, kind of a standing spike from the 10-foot line. Clinch, they mistimed the serve, the set, and it goes into the net, and Sid Connor, that's her first set, and they mistimed it again. Sydney Connor, that's the first play she's made all year long, and they just mistimed it there, so it's 11-all. And Trotter to serve it away. Connor with the set. Keck, middle, drives it off the block, and Keck cannot finish. Put away there by Velasic, and it's 12-11 Broken Bow. Trotter on the serve. Trotter floats it wide and out of bounds. Point Kearney Catholic, second service error here for Broken Bow. So some of the early jitters should have fallen off by now, and we're getting into the meat of this first set, halfway home, 12-12. No one has led by more than 2 points at any time, and Cameron David will serve it away for the Stars. Pounced into the corner, saved there by Neely. Set outside, Velasic termination. Her fourth. Bo is at 13-12. Don't forget UNK volleyball getting underway at 5 o'clock. That'll be on the number 9 team in the country, Central Missouri. As the short serve gets across to Brueggemann, Connor tries to tap it across, but it's in the net. 14-12, Broken Bo. And Velasic back to serve it away again. Hastings volleyball playing right now, their regular season home finale. Connor has to bump set Collins, who sets it across here. Bo in the front row. The set by Kaylin Scott outside. It's Kaya to put it away. That's 10 kills already for Broken Bo, and Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. We're in the opening set. It's Broken Bow 15, Kearney Catholic 12. You're listening to High School Volleyball, and this timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Ooh, that light lunch didn't cut it. And our dinner reservations aren't until when? Well, this is just embarrassing. Enough is enough. Stop the growl with Amigo's new Quesadilla Snackers. A mini quesadilla with chicken or ground beef, bacon bits, and Amigo's ranch. They're just the right size at just the right price. Don't deal with a grumbling stomach. Stop the growl for only $1.99 with new Quesadilla Snackers only at Amigo's. Limited time only.
Anywhere fall activities take you, Friesen Ford has you covered with a great selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, SUVs right on our lot. Friesen Ford has a selection to make it anywhere your fall activities take you. From marching band practices to high school football and volleyball games, their friendly sales team will work with you to find a car that fits your needs, and easy financing options are available. See the selection today at Friesen Ford, just off I-80 in Aurora, or online at friesenford.com for sales, service, parts. Trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here in Cozad. See Brian Reglet in crowd control down here for the Haymakers as it's 15-12 Bow. Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout. Keck has a standing spike across. Outside attack Scott. Picked up there by Wishmeyer. One arm save Collins. Keck's able to tip it across. Good save there by Kaylin Scott. Kai on the outside tips it into the corner, and Denny with the dig. Connor back row attack for Wishmeyer. Lobs it into the corner deep and out of bounds. Four in a row and a 6-1 run by Broken Bow. They're up 16-12. And Ainsley Aiden's going to come into the ball game for Sydney Connor. This is a tough spot. This is a tough spot, I think, all the way around for Kearney Catholic, and we'll see how it plays out. You put Connor in for the first time all year, and it doesn't start well. And you don't know when to make the change, and now Keck tips it into the net. So Broken Bow playing well, but all of a sudden Kearney Catholic can't get out of their own way. A number of errors during this run. And Velasic going for five in a row. 17-12 now Indians. Takes it at Josie Denny. Wishmeyer set middle. Collins. Again, kind of a power tip across. Slap back over on a two ball. Good save by Denny to the outside. Keck. She'll tip it on the line, and another error. Kearney Catholic. 18-12. And Broken Bow not making errors, just keeping that ball in play. Velocic serve. Knuckles it in the middle. Pass off the mark. Wishmeyer bump set. Keck from behind the line again, but this time it looks like she should put it away. It goes up into the rafters. Broken Bow can't get it. And Keck with her fifth kill. Side out here for Kearney Catholic, but now they are down by 5, 18-13. And Jenna Cruzy to come in and serve it away. So the Stars are going to have to find a run of their own here to get back into game number one. Cruzy serve, knuckles over to Trotter. Scott sets, outside Scott delivers. Kaylin Dakaya, her third. 19-13, Broken Bow. McReynolds into the lineup now as Cruzy will check out. Before McReynolds had been playing, Cruzy went ahead and played the back row after she served. Now McReynolds comes in her place. Served by Bow. Again, this is Kosiemba. Kearney Catholic at the net. Block, dug it out of their own net. Got it over to Bow. Middle attack is going to be sent deep that time by Neely. And point Kearney Catholic. Rotating back in is Bailey Spangler. And to serve it away is Ashley Keck. So I believe it's five of the six rotations Kearney Catholic makes a sub. Keck serve. Little jump down the middle. Passes a little flat. They pick it up and roll it across here with Scott. Here's the set. Wishmeyer on a short and a quick put away by Collins. Jillian Collins with her second kill. Eighth kill here for Kearney Catholic. And Keck picks up a point on serve. Hastings has advanced to state. They defeat Aurora in four sets. They dropped the first set 25-22 and then won it 25-21, 18, and 20. Grand Island Central Catholic a winner earlier today. Chambers Wheeler Central a winner. Northwest a winner. Back row attack out of bounds for Broken Bow. So now they have back-to-back errors. And Kearney Catholic will look for their third in a row here for Ashley Keck. Broken Bow 19 and Kearney Catholic 16. Indians looking for a trip to state. And we'll get some more interesting numbers to you here in a moment as Keck floats it across. Back middle there to Velocic. Outside Scott. This time it's blocked. Wishmeyer and Collins are up there. Ashlyn Wishmeyer will get the first ace block. And Broken Bow will call timeout. So the six-point lead is down to two. Broken Bow 19, Kearney Catholic 17. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Rivanna, and Wood River.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2020 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Tigers and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons, the biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Kearney Catholic has scored four in a row with Ashley Keck at the serve, but Broken Bow out of the timeout, tries to put it away there with Neely. It is dug out, overpass, and tipped back by Broken Bow for the kill. Kaylin Scott. Brueggemann got the thing started initially, and then Kearney Catholic on the second touch sent it over into the free ball zone that was put away. So it's 20-17. Over on ESPN, Pleasanton has taken the first set from Sutherland, 25-14. That's on 1460 AM. Spangler, termination. Kearney Catholic, that'll be her second. So the Stars get the volleyball right back. First set here, 20-18, Broken Bow. It was a dogfight until we got to 12-12, and that's where Broken Bow put on a run of six in a row. They got up 19-13, and now it's 20-18 as Brueggemann serves for the third time in the set. Scott back set right side, tip down the line, and it's on the line. Kearney Catholic wasn't sure whether to play it or not. And Kaya Scott with her fourth kill. 21-18 Indians. The winner heads to state on Thursday. The loser, their season is over. And the serve across by Kaya Scott. Bump set back row to Keck.
into the net.
22-18. Both teams have a timeout left, and Kearney Catholic is going to use their final one right here. So, Kaya Scott is at the service line. Broken Bow's up 22-18. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to Cozad. Doug Duda with you here on Power 99. Earlier today, the Husker football team fell in the final minute to Purdue, 31-27. And Central Missouri scores a 65-yard touchdown pass with 2 seconds to go to beat UNK, 47-40. We are back to action here, and Broken Bow out of the timeout serves it wide and out of bounds. Broken Bow fans don't agree. 22-19. Side out here for Wischmeyer. Sid Connor will re-enter the front row here for Kearney Catholic. Spangler and Clinch in the front row with her. And the serve by Wischmeyer. Down the middle it goes. Scott set on the outside. Here is Velasic. She's blocked up front by Clinch. Saved by Broken Bow. And we have a double hit called on Broken Bow. 22-20. Wischmeyer, her second service point. A chance to cut it to one. And Wischmeyer short serve. Coming up to play it is Kaya Scott. Middle attack here. Rolled over by Shotta just on a half punch. Connor sets Clinch. It's a quick. She'll flick it into the corner. And in the net on the block attempt on Broken Bow. So now they've made a couple of mistakes. And Coach Skylar Morris off the bench. Not going to call her final timeout yet. And a chance to tie it here late in game one. Another short serve into the net. Kearney Catholic has just made a few more errors than Broken Bow. Important to get the ball in play when you're behind. And that is the first service error of the match for the Stars. Across by Maddie Neely. Passed into the back row. Wischmeyer on the attack. Neely with the up. Scott with the set. Right side attack taken across by Shotta. Stars pass it into the net. Can't get it out of there. Point, Broken Bow. Game point, Broken Bow. 24-21. Kearney Catholic had a chance to tie it, but served it into the net. And Broken Bow gets a quick one on top. Game point. Across to Wischmeyer. Passes off the mark. Stays in the back row. Keck can only pass it over. Free ball here for Bow. Picked up there by Carrizales, and then they punch it into the net. So Broken Bow had a free ball sent over and could not take advantage. Point, Kearney Catholic. Josie Denny in to serve. It's game point number two for Bow. 24-22. Josie Denny had an ace serve earlier in this set. She's going to need at least 2 points here. First serve is across. Deep middle. Dug out there by Kaya Scott. Stays in the back row. Velasic takes the swing on the line. Wischmeyer with the dig. Connor sets. Keck at the net. Had to tip it across. Pass goes into the back row. Swing again. Velasic. She'll tip it over. Nobody's home. Keck dove to keep it alive. And a double hit called on Kearney Catholic. And that'll be the end of the first set. And Broken Bow comes away with a 25-22 victory. So all four sets, Broken Bow has beaten Kearney Catholic this year. All four of them have went past 20, as this one does. We'll be back with the numbers right after this on Power 99.
If what your crop needs is potassium, what you need to feed it is Locomotive. Designed to enhance crop growth and quality, Locomotive gives crops what they need in the safest form. Chlorine-free formula, providing high absorption rates to deliver critical nutrition quickly. Locomotive is the foliar potassium that doesn't hesitate when it comes to your crop's performance. No matter what the conditions, if you want potassium in your crop, you want Locomotive. To get your crop what it needs, see your local Nutrient Ag Solutions retailer today.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, 7 generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
Back here on Power 99 with the numbers of the opening set. First off for Kearney Catholic, Cameron David had 1 service point. Ashley Keck, 3 service points and 5 kills. Josie Denny had an ace serve. Ainsley Aiden was not able to pick up a point in that game, but Ashlyn Wishmeyer, 3 service points and ace block. Bailey Spangler, 2 kills. Jillian Collins, 2 kills. Kearney Catholic only had 9 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve by putting up 22 points. For the Lady Indians, Emily Trotter, a service point. Maddie Neely, a service point and a kill. Majesta Velasic, 5 service points, an ace block, and 5 kills. Kaylin Scott, 2 service points and a kill. Kaya Scott, a service point and 4 kills. Lindsay Shotta, 3 kills. 14 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves. Broken Bow wins the opener, 25-22. Game 2 is next on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches beyond the farm. We support mental health programs for Nebraskans and inform youth and consumers about agriculture. We're your neighbors. Through our partnership with 4-H and FFA, we bring people together to strengthen our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, a passion for our land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
And we go to the second set. It'll be Broken Bow to serve the volleyball away after winning the opener. Kearney Catholic sets right side. Clinch off the tip, down and good. They didn't get Sarah Clinch. 1 single kill, 1 single slide in the opening set. And they get it to her right away here to start game number 2. And Kearney Catholic will send Wishmeyer back to serve it away. And Wishmeyer gets this across off Trotter, and it's an ace. Emily just didn't square that one up. That'll be the second ace serve here for Kearney Catholic, and it's 2-0. So Wishmeyer would love to get the Stars off to a quick start here, and floats this one across, playable. Scott to the outside, shot it, tips it over, and it's going to work. Kearney Catholic got one hand on it there from Wishmeyer, but not good enough. And the fourth kill for Lindsay Shotta. Again, Pleasanton took the first set from Sutherland. They're deep into the second set on ESPN 1460. It was 25-14, by the way. And the serve across by Bo passed into the net. A serve, and we're tied at 2. So that didn't take very long. Kaya Scott with the first ace serve here for Broken Bow. Scott pounds it across to Brueggemann. Wishmeyer, slide, clinch, right side, had to go to a tip. Picked up there by Neely, and then they can't get the set on it. So it wasn't as much a put away by Clinch as it was mishandled there by Broken Bow, but it still goes down for Kearney Catholic, and Denny will serve it away. The first meeting of the year, back on the 17th, Broken Bow defeating Kearney Catholic in that match. And the serve across here, it was in straight sets. Denny to serve it away. Right side attack, driven over by Neely. Picked up by Wishmeyer out of the rafters. And it'll be Aiden to punch it over. And a double hit called on the Broken Bow set. Happens almost every time anymore, especially in the postseason when it's not the setter setting the ball. They really watch to see whether it was a clean set or not. Josie Denny to serve it at 4-2. Broken Bow won at 25-20, 20, and 21 a couple of weeks ago. Outside, blocked up there by Clinch on the attack by Velasic. Broken Bow digs Velasic. Big swing. It popped off the tape. Picked up there by Kearney Catholic. Outside by Keck. She'll drive it through the block, but it's dug out there by Kaylin Scott in return on a 2-ball. Denny passes it up to Wishmeyer. Over to Keck. Again, a short tip. Handled by Neely. Outside attack. The attack Velasic is put away. Number 6 by Majesta Velasic. Side out, Broken Bow. 4-3 your score. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Neely. Big college football game going on this afternoon. Georgia leading Florida 13-3 early in the third. Keck has to take it across from the back row. Wow, great placement. Neely just barely got a hand on it. Broken Bow scrambling to get it back over, and they don't. Point, Kearney Catholic. So good hustle there to keep it rolling. And coming in, Cameron David. 5-3, Kearney Catholic in the second. The opener went to Broken Bow, 25-22. Want to say congrats, even though it didn't work out for Coach Rashawn Harvey and his Stars yesterday. The football season came to an end to Wayne, 28-21. Appreciate all he has done for us, and best of luck football next year as it'll be taken across Shawna. Outside attack, Kearney Catholic answers with Keck. Sixth kill for Ashley Keck, and Kearney Catholic up 6-3. Husker volleyball tonight against Penn State on the Big Ten Network and the Breeze 94.5. First serve at 7:30, number 7 and 8 teams in the country. Huskers just crushed Rutgers last night. Tipped over by Shawna. Quick return there by Aiden. Outside attack. Here comes Velasic. She'll terminate. Really hasn't been an answer for number 7, Majesta Velasic. She has been very solid so far in this football game. Or this volleyball game. Trotter to go back and serve it away. 6-4, game two, and Trotter served before the whistle. And I think they're going to simply call it a replay. I think you get to do that once, and then they ding you. Then it's an illegal serve, and you lose a point. Trotter serves it across. Back set to the 10-foot line. Aiden on the angle. Popped up by Scott. Trouble here for Bow. They'll have to pass it across here with Kalen. Free ball, Kearney Catholic. Collins in the middle. Goes into the corner and got it right in front of the lines judge. Jillian with her third kill. The one thing about Jillian Scott, we talk about her from time to time. She's not ever there in every rotation, and they don't go to her that often. But it sure seems that when they need something, she's able to produce. She's really good on the block. And can do a great job on her swings as well on the attack, says Cruzy serves it across. Back row attack here into the net for Broken Bow. Collins was waiting for it, but Maddie Neely hit it into the net. And a timeout will be called here by the Indians. Kearney Catholic is up 8-4 in the second set. Broken Bow won the opener 25-22. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Down Kearney for a free estimate.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Out of the timeout of Broken Bow, they'll come out on the outside attack by Velasi. She's blocked by Collins. Ace block, Kearney Catholic. Collins and Wischmeyer. That might have been Wischmeyer more than it was Collins the way they're reacting, so I'm going to give it to Ashlyn. Kearney Catholic doesn't care. It's a point for the Stars. And they're up 9-4. Cruzy to serve. Down the middle of Neely. Middle attack this time, driven across by Kosiemba. Driven up by the Stars, and Keck is blocked by Kosiemba. Pass into the net. Kearney Catholic, four hits is coming. And it'll be point here for Broken Bow. So the mini run comes to an end, and the Indians get back on offense. It'll be Velasic to go back and serve it away. Stars will bring McReynolds into the back row defensively. Best of five. Again, it is history from a lack of to more than enough of in this game here today between Kearney Catholic and Broken Bow. Here's the slide. Collins, right side, tries to take it on the pin. Dug out, but passed out of bounds. Scott did everything she could. Kaya off the block, but Collins will get her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic gets it right back, 10-5. Bailey Spangler into the front row. Ashley Keck to serve it away. Broken Bow does not sub very much. Kosiemba, I believe, is the only player that has come off the bench so far. Served by Keck. Clips the net, barely got over. Trotter has to go low to pick it up. Outside attack put away by the Indians. Kaya Scott with her fifth kill. Score update for you. We have Dylan Rodell heading to the state tournament as they pick up the win today over Kennesaw. So they move on with the win. Serve across. Kearney Catholic pass off the mark. It'll be bumped over there by Spangler. Here's the set. Scott in the middle of Neely. Neely tips it over. Pancake there by Kearney Catholic. Ball still alive. They're completely off the court. Tipped over. Stars save one more time. Free ball over to Brew. What a pancake by Brueggemann. Outside attack. Scott tipped, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Just when Kearney Catholic got back into position, they were unable to get the easiest ball that came back across, just tipping over the double block. Point here, Broken Bow. They've cut it to three at 10-7. And now, not sure what the problem is. Kearney Catholic was talking to a Lions judge who talks to the umpire. Looks like they need to tape up one of the players here without bringing her out. Ashley Keck maybe had a little blood or something on her as Kosiemba is back serving it away. As we are here in game number two, Broken Bow won the opener, 25-22. Kearney Catholic has the lead here, still fairly early, 10-7 in game number two. Kosiemba going for two in a row. Into the corner to Brueggemann. Wishmeyer sets to Collins. She'll set it across right back at Kosiemba. Scott, middle attack to Neely. She'll tip it over. Collins sets back row to Keck. That's because Wishmeyer had to bank the dig. Outside attack. Here comes Scott. Popped up into the air. It hit the rafters. McReynolds is able to save it. Passed over by Keck, but she passed it out of bounds. Three in a row by Bow. 10-8. Excuse me, 11-8. Kearney Catholic. Kosiemba to go again. Takes a lot of time in that middle portion of the service area and miss hit it into the net. Point Stars. First service error of game number two by either team. Clinch back into the front row for Collins. And Brueggemann, rotation one, will serve it away. Wisner-Pilger, a winner today over Meade in four sets in other district action. Middle attack, Neely, miss hit it into the net. Broken Bow has started to help Kearney Catholic out. Remember, we started talking about that when Broken Bow got their big lead in the first set. Kearney Catholic was making error after error after error. Well, now Broken Bow has probably made more errors in this game than they did in most of the first set. Although there were a lot of errors both ways in the first set. Scott tips it across. Kearney Catholic called for the lift. Kaya with her seventh kill. Velasic has seven. Keck has six for Kearney Catholic. And now we're going to check the score. I thought they had put up an errant point there for Kearney Catholic. They were on 10 and magically went to 11. And now we have them at 12 when they were at 13. So I think that's right. I think the score is supposed to be 12-9. Broken Bow just scored. And so they are checking that out down below at the scorer's table. So let's take a quick timeout. We'll be right back here on Power 99.
Welcome to Freddy's. How's it going, bud?
My parents said we're going plant-based. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good. Every once in a while, a kid needs a treat. A pumpkin pie concrete, please.
You got it, sir.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back. For a limited time, try Freddy's Pumpkin Pie Concrete.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, 1010 3rd Avenue, Kearney.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bertrand is up 2-0 in their district final this afternoon against Windside. And now after they get things, St. Paul wins the first set and the second set, 25-14, 25-15. St. Paul still hasn't dropped the set all season long. As we get back to action here out of the scoring timeout, Clinch had to punch it across and then tipped into the net by Lindsay Shada. 13-9, Kearney Catholic. And something has changed here in game two for Broken Bow. I'm not sure what it is. but their aggressiveness has gone away, and it's not because Kearney Catholic has blocked them out of the gym. Wishmeyer to serve it away. Down the middle of Neely. There's a good pass, Scott. Right side attack. Scott will take it over. Kaya gets the kill in the corner. That's the fourth of the set, eighth of the match. Side out here, Broken Bow. They trail 13-10. The first set went to Broken Bow, though, 25-22. And the serve across here by Kaya Scott. Rotation one, clinch in the middle, spins it off the block. Scott's able to dig it outside. Velasic off the tip, comes off the court. Wishmeyer got it back in play. It'll have to be bumped across by Brueggemann, but Trotter didn't get a good pass, and Kearney Catholic will get the point. That's about the third time we have seen that. It's went both ways. Brueggemann was just trying to get the ball back across the net. Scott went to pass it up front, and the ball just shanked off of her arm. So Josie Denny will go back now and serve. Kearney Catholic leads it 14-10 here in set number two. Bow won the opener. Pleasanton won the opener over on ESPN against Sutherland. Right side attack here, Neely. Returned by Aiden. Popped up by Scott. Passed over the net. Free ball joust. Tipped down by Aiden. Point Kearney Catholic. The senior Ainsley Aiden with her first kill. 15-10, the largest lead that Kearney Catholic has had, equaling what they had at 9-4 and 10-5. Back up by 5, 15-10. Josie Denny on the serve. Denny pounds it down the middle here to Scott. It'll be set outside. Velasa comes on the run, but has to shove it over. Picked up by Brueggemann. Keck middle, 10-foot line. Roll shot across. Picked up by Kaylin Scott. Boy, Velasic to tip. It's blocked by Klitsch and Aiden. Aiden with the ace block. Two times there, Velasic looked like she was going to have a clear swing, and the set put her into the net. She couldn't take a swing at it. Broken Bow has already used a timeout. They are now down 16-10, and Josie Denny to serve it away. Denny, line shot across to Neely. Set back to Maddie on the right side. Sets it into the corner. Good placement shot for the point. Side out, Broken Bow. A lot of 4 o'clock games. Keeping you up to date, Pleasanton has taken the second set from Sutherland, 25-17. Pleasanton one set away from back-to-back trips to the state tournament. Of course, they broke a 20-year drought last year. Broken Bow serve over to Brueggemann. Slide clinch. Again, the set is off, so it's blocked up front there by Velasic. Over Doug, tipped shot, and shot ran into the net. Side out. Point Kearney Catholic, 17-11. And back to serve it away is Cameron David. Trying to extend this 6-point Kearney Catholic lead. And the serve by David. Good angle attack. Stays at the 10-foot line. Shot a dig. Back row Scott punched it across. Ran into her teammate. Got it over, though. Keck with the first swing in a while and missed it on the near pin. Point Broken Bow. Brueggemann returns as the libero as Emily Trotter goes back to serve it away here for the Broken Bow Lady Indians. Trotter, knuckleball in the middle. Keck makes the play. They'll set it back to Ashley. I think she hit it in the net. Yep, no block. Point Bow. And hate to be a little stern on the girls as Kearney Catholic will call timeout, but this has not been a well-played set on either side. This would have given anybody they played in the sub-districts an opportunity to pick up a win. 17-13, though, Kearney Catholic leads it in the second. Broken Bow won the opener, 25-22. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Ryan Redinger would like to wish all of the Kearney area athletes good luck in their competition this week. As the owner of O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home, Ryan knows that everyone's game of life comes to an end someday, and he wants you to know that he and his staff are here to create healing moments for you and your loved ones. The staff at O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home knows a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors their memory. Give them a call today at 308-234-3500.
Our producer engineer back at the studio, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth, bringing you the C14 district final from Cozad. Kearney Towing's on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Well, Broken Bow has definitely had a sports resurgence here. Even though football has fallen off the last couple of years, the girls have come along. The wrestling program's unbelievable. And their volleyball team is trying to get to state, and they just pick up another point on another Kearney Catholic error. Sydney Connor's going to rotate in. And Trotter will serve it away again. Broken Bow has 8 kills in this set. No ace serves, no ace blocks. They have 14 points. Trotter serves it across. Picked up by Wischmeyer. Middle attack by Keck off the tape and good. That'll be the second of the set, 7th of the match for Ashley Keck. But Kearney Catholic has 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. That's 11 of 18 points. So you can see there's about 7 errors on each side, and we've got a lot of room to go to get to the finish line here in game number 2. 18-14 Stars. And Cruzy is in to serve it. Deep middle picked up by Neely. Right side attack, Velasic tips it over the double block. Brueggemann is there. Wischmeyer sets. Outside attack, Keck. Tipped at the net. Off of the hand of Carrizales. Outside roll shot taken over by Velasic to Keck. Ashley off the tape. One arm up by Trotter. Good scrapping point here. Velasic on the pin gets the kill. Number 8 for Majesta. Again, she is the leading attacker. She's over 1,000 kills and 1,000 digs in her career. Going to hold most every volleyball record for Broken Bow by the time this season ends. They just don't want it to happen today. And the serve across by Velasic. Kearney Catholic handles it slide. Collins, it's immediately put to the floor. Kearney Catholic has been unbelievable here in the postseason on the slide. They just haven't passed the ball nearly well enough to get many looks at that here this afternoon. And Ashley Keck will serve it away. Anybody's match right now. Kearney Catholic dropped the first set 25-22, but they lead here in the second. Serve is across. Trotter has it. Back row attack. Neely mishit it, and into the net it goes. 20-15, Kearney Catholic. Ashley Keck, her first service point of this set. She had 3 in the opener. 20-15. And Keck serve. Out deep down the middle. That'll be Kearney Catholic's first service error of the set. And back to serve it away will be Kiana Koziemba. Koziemba ready to get Broken Bow back into game number 2 here. Serves it down the middle to McReynolds. Good pass, back set, right side, tip shot across there by Collins. Here's the outside put back by Broken Bow, and Scott gets it. Kaya's having a good set, 5 kills for her. And a 3-point game again, 20-17. Koziemba. Kearney Catholic does have both of their timeouts. Excuse me, they did use one, so they got 1 left. Set to the outside, and it'll be Spangler on the kill. Bailey with her 3rd. 21-17, Kearney Catholic. Brueggemann to back and serve it away. Each team 1 timeout remaining, deep in game number 2 here of this C14 District Championship. Brueggemann serve. Down the middle to Velasic. Set outside for Scott. Another tip roll shot there. Picked up by Spangler. Quick in the middle to clinch. Into the corner, Velasic with the save. Bump set to Scott on the outside. She tips it over. Brueggemann's there, but passed it into the net. And they reached over the net. Broken Bow reached over the net. And they'll be called for the penalty point. And that was a no-doubt reach over the net. That wasn't even close. Point, Kearney Catholic. 22-17. Brueggemann will serve it away again. And out of bounds. So Broken Bow does get the ball back on a deep serve. 22-18, and still a timeout in the pocket here for Coach Morris, who, of course, played her ball over at Ansley under the legend Hall of Famer Pat Hoblin. Serve across here to Keck. Kearney Catholic back set, right side clinch, tries the roll shot in the corner, and it hit the line. Sarah Clinch just lobbed it over the top of the back row. And Broken Bow will sub back in. 2 points away from a 1-1 match. Serving it is Wischmeyer for Kearney Catholic. Trying to get us to set point. And her serve droops over. Bump set to the outside. Shot has been quiet for a while. Off the block of Clinch. Stays on Kearney Catholic side. Hits the Raptors. They're able to play it and pass it over. Good dig there by Trotter. Outside Scott. Roll shot picked up Keck. Wischmeier quick. Middle attack Clinch. Through the double block. Dug out of the net that time by Neely and passed across. Clinch again. That's not coming back. And it's game point. Kearney Catholic 24-18. And the much smaller Kearney Catholic crowd is at least making some noise here now at 24-18. Wischmeier's serve, a short one, but picked up by Neely. Pass off the mark, outside Shotta. Her attack deep, and Kearney Catholic has taken set number two by a score. Oh, wait a minute. We have a tip called. We have a tip call. They're already celebrating. The official said no. They're going to overrule that. He says no tip. Broken Bow saying she's not blind back there. The head official says no, it was not tip. And out of bounds, it'll go. Kearney Catholic will win the second set, 25-18. Broken Bow won the opener, 25-22. We'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this.
If you're looking for that perfect pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Tim's Auto in Kearney for the finest pre-owned vehicles around. Want to talk hassle-free? See Tim and his sales team. For a hassle-free car purchase, you'll be in and out with your quality pre-owned vehicle in no time. Financing is always available. Tim's Auto, 825 East 25th Street in Kearney. Voted best in Kearney 6 years and counting. Tim's Auto is a proud sponsor of today's broadcast and wish the area student athletes good luck in the competition.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Here's a look at the numbers for set number two. First of all, for Broken Bow, Emily Trotter, two service points. Kiana Koziemba, three service points. Maddie Neal, one kill. Majesta Velasic, three kills. Kaya Scott had an ace serve and five kills. Lindsay Shotta, one kill. 10 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Broken Bow. For Kearney Catholic, Cameron David, a service point. Ashley Keck, a service point. 2 kills. Ella Brueggemann, 2 service points and a kill. Sarah Clinch, 4 kills. Josie Denny, 2 service points. Jenna Cruzy, 2 service points. Ainsley Aiden, an ace block and a kill. Ashlyn Wischmeier, 3 service points. 1 was an ace and an ace block. Bailey Spangler, a kill. And Jillian Collins, 3 kills. 12 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. Kearney Catholic wins the second set, 25-18, to even a match at a set apiece. We'll head to the third right after this.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer business and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
That is the first set Broken Bow has dropped since October the 10th, and a three-set match against Minden. So it's been a while. How will they respond? As the serve is across, Broken Bow right side shot, it tipped into the block of Spangler. Broken Bow's able to dig it out. They'll have to pass it across here to Aiden. Wischmeier, quick middle clinch off the shoulder of Velasic. Nobody can get it. Sarah Clinch, who had no kills in the opening set, picks up her fifth right here. Brueggemann on the serve. Again, best of five. Score update. Bertrand wins the third set 25-6 to advance on to state over Windside. Right side attack into the net here for Broken Bow. 2-0 on a tip try from Scott. Also, Shadron is able to beat Malcolm in 5 sets. That'll be a long ride home for Malcolm. Probably longer than the trip out. Brueggemann serves it into the net. So those are some updates for you. Shadron able to pick up a win barely over Malcolm this afternoon. Broken Bow to serve it away. Right in the middle, protect, slide, clinch, right side off the tip. Dug out there by Scott. Bump set to the outside. Velasic tips it over. Spangler is there. Wischmeier sets back to Bailey on the outside. She'll pop it on the line. Trotter got a hand on it. Scramble mode for Broken Bow. They get it back over. Three ball here. Wischmeier to clinch in the middle. Drives it through the block of Neely and good. Six kills for clinch. 3-1, Kearney Catholic. And back to serve it away will be Ashlyn Wischmeier. Wischmeier served deep corner. Neely steps up and makes the play. Scott sets it back to Maddie on the right side. Tips it over the double block. Brueggemann with another pancake. Keeps it alive. Free ball passed over here to Bow. They'll go to Velasic. That's not coming back. Number 9 for Majesta Velasic. Side out Broken Bow with the score 3-2 here in game number 3. Even at a set apiece, 25-22 in the opener for Bow, 25-18 in the second set for Kearney Catholic. And Neely will serve it away. Over to Brueggemann, tight to the net. They'll set it quickly, and clinch will terminate. Sarah Clinch is off to a great start here in the opening rotations of set number 3. She has 3 kills of the Kearney Catholic 4 points. And Josie Denny will come in and serve it away. Earlier today in B, Omaha Scott swept Bennington. Waverly swept Lexington. Sydney swept Beatrice. Norris swept Omaha Gross. Those were the top 4 seeds. And Denny's serve here sails just deep and out of bounds. Also in B, Platte and York are playing right now. Omaha Duchenne swept Seward. Northwest swept Alliance. And Hastings a 4-setter over Aurora. So 7 of the top 8 seeds have won. And now it's up to Platteview to finish off York. Outside attack tipped over by Keck. 4-3 Stars. Velasic on a return block. Aiden off of Velasic. They can't find it. They pump it over, and Kearney Catholic runs into each other, and 4 hits will be called. Point Bow, 4-4 here in the third. Trotter to serve it away. Emily punches it across to Denny. Here's the set, slide, clinch, termination, clinch. Oh, no! Trotter kept it alive. Now it's above the net, and Broken Bow flaps it over. Free ball back over to the Indians. Nice save by Trotter. Velasic on the attack, blocked out of bounds. Point Broken Bow. We saw Kearney Catholic come away with a couple of those type of plays in game number 2, and now Trotter keeps it alive here for the Indians and turns that point around, and Broken Bow now with 3 in a row to take a 5-4 lead. Serve to Brueggemann. Quick clinch in the middle. Tips it back middle. One arm up that time by Kaya Scott. Set over by Velasic, but wide and out of bounds. 5-5. In C1 today, St. Paul at last check was up 2-0 over Loganview Scribner-Snyder. Wahoo swept Omaha Roncalli. Shattern, as we told you, beat Malcolm in 5. Southern Valley playing Norfolk Catholic right now. We'll try and get you a score on that, as Cameron David serves it across, and Velasic will hit it deep, but Denny makes the play, and it goes off her arm and down. Point, Lady Indians. 11th kill for Velasic, and now she'll go back and serve it away. We'll run some C2 scores for you, as St. Cecilia didn't take long. They swept Bridgeport in about an hour. Serves it across to Brueggemann. Bump set, back row set across by Keck, picked up by Velasic. Set to the outside for Scott. She'll half it off that double block. The Stars dig with Wischmeier. Keck, double hit, calling on Collins, trying to set it. 7-5, Broken Bow. Sid Connor going to re-enter for Kearney Catholic, playing in her first match of the year in C2 besides St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic was up on Lord Central Catholic. I believe, yes, they have won that. We told you that earlier. So they pick up the win. South Loop will play at 5. Arcadia Loop City will play at 5. Kearney Catholic passes it out of bounds, and we've got a 6-1 run now by Bow. They are up 8-5. Velasic serve. Passed up to Connor. She tries to dump it across and puts it into the net. 9-5. Broken Bow. Even a set apiece. Velasic trying to keep it rolling here down the middle to Keck. Connor, high set outside. Nobody gets to it. Wischmeier just bumps it over. Here's Broken Bow to the outside. The attack put away by Scott. Kearney Catholic needs a timeout. They'll call a timeout. 10-5, Broken Bow in the third. We're even at a set apiece at the DC14 District Championship here on Power 99.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
Kearney Catholic wastes a little time out of their own timeout. They set Keck in the middle. She gets maybe her best swing of the night and puts it home for kill number 8, 10-6 now in favor of Broken Bow in the third. Cruzy to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Jenna keeps it a little shorter to Neely. Scott sets to Scott over the block, picked up by Denny. Bump set to Keck. Keck will roll it into the middle. Dug out there by Velasic. Set to Scott on the outside again. Tips it into corner. Zone one good. Number 11 for Kaya Scott. So the 1-2 punch of Velasic and Scott has worked all year, and it's working here this afternoon for the Indians of Broken Bow. Kosiemba back to serve it away now for Broken Bow. Pleasanton has completed their sweep of Sutherland 25-13 in the third. So Pleasanton back to state as the number one seed. Keck on the attack. Puts it down and good. It didn't matter. Broken Bow was in the net anyway. Kill for Ashley. That'll be her ninth. St. Paul has defeated Loganview Scribner-Snyder 24-14, 15-15. Southern Valley and Norfolk Catholic are even at a set apiece. The Eagles won the second set 25-23. Of course, they were beaten in the first round by Minden over in Holdridge, and then Kearney Catholic beat Minden as Jillian Collins goes up and gets the block. Stars down 3, 11-8. Ashley Keck on the service line. We're even at a set apiece here in Cozad. District Volleyball Championships on Power 99. Keck serve. A little stronger down the middle. Good pass that time by Velasic. Scott sets in the middle. The attack driven across there by Neely. Dug out by Keck. Right back to Ashley. Back row attack popped up by Trotter. Here comes Scott. Too tight to the net. Had to set it across. McReynolds will dig. Outside Spangler, she sets it over to zone four, but Scott's ready. Dumped over by the setter, Scott. Brueggemann stabs at it, and the Stars have to pass it over. Free ball here for the Indians. Set middle, Neely up. Ball blocked by Collins. Off ahead, it's still saved by Bow, and they set it across. Kearney Catholic to Collins. She tips it off the back line by an inch. Point Bow. A fortuitous bounce late in that rally off of Broken Bow's head. They were able to keep it alive off of what was a great block by Collins. And now the Indians will serve it away. And Coach Morris wants to get a rotation check here for Broken Bow. And it'll be Kaylin Scott. Had a couple of points in the first set. She is the Broken Bow setter. The sophomore floats it down to McReynolds. Overpassed right above the net for an easy tip kill. Neely, the third for Maddie. 13-8. In favor of Broken Bow. 5-point lead here as Scott waits for the substitutions to come in. And now ready to serve it away. Short serve. McReynolds over dug again. Tip shot down by Scott. Two strong serve. Two overpasses. Two tip downs. And it's 14-8. Again, the Stars have already used a timeout. They don't want to burn another one right now, but they've got to get the ball back here. Indians on a run. Strong serve this time over to Brueggemann. Back row attack for Keck. She sends it deep and out of bounds. And the rash of errors for both of these teams continues. Timeout. Kearney Catholic brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Here in the third set, it is Broken Bow 15, Kearney Catholic 8. We're even at a set apiece on Power 99.
When the weather changes, so can the performance of your transmission. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions, and we want to help you avoid getting stuck in the tough snow. If your 4x4 is not working or your transmission's not shifting correctly, bring it in now. Get your vehicle winter ready with free diagnostics available. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, Kearney. Learn more at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Out of the Stars timeout, ball is in play here on Kearney Catholic side. Keck will take it across in the back row. Bo will dig with Scott. Outside, Kaya blocked up there by Collins. Joust at the net. Spangler tipped it across and missed the free ball. That is four consecutive errors by Kearney Catholic. 16-8, broken bow. And Scott continues to serve until then. She puts it into the net. Point here for Kearney Catholic after four in a row there by Kaylin Scott. Velasic had three in a row. And it is 16-9. Kearney Catholic trails broken bow. Serve over to Neely. Pretty strong. Has to be tipped across by Shada. Kearney Catholic bump set Spangler in the net. Well, if the match ended right now, it would be very easy to know what Chris Connor would be talking about for the Stars. They are simply not passing the ball at all. Serve across again, this time by Kaya Scott. Middle attack, clinch, and there you go. And Wischmeyer says, see what happens when I get a decent pass? I can set it to you. Clinch with her fourth kill of the set and her eighth of the match. And Wischmeyer now will go back and serve it. Ashland serve, knuckleball down the middle. Picked up by Scott, right side Neely. Saved by Keck. Clinch has to just put a hand on it, and Wischmeyer gets it over. It's going to be Spangler to take it over. Velasic, as the pass was wide, and it is double hit by Broken Bow. Point for Kearney Catholic, 17-11. Wischmeyer on the serve. Stars need a big run here, or at least three or four to get back in it. Scott sets outside Velasic up, ball blocked, and it's just out by Clinch. Good attack there by Velasic. Her 12th kill, that block on the far pin didn't miss by much. Inches. And Maddie Neely back to serve it away here for Broken Bow. Strong cross-corner serve. Brueggemann picks it up. Middle attack rolled across by Clinch. Overpass by Broken Bow. Opportunity to go quick. Clinch tips it. And it's picked up there again by Kaya Scott. Right side taking over Shada. Stars keep it out of the net. They pass it across, but another free ball for the Indians. Again, Shada, right side, tips it over Aiden. Dig is made by Wischmeyer. Back row, Keck can only pass it across. Another opportunity for Bow. Outside attack, Velasic popped into the air off the block. Brueggemann, now the Stars get a chance from the outside. Aiden on the swing, it's tipped, goes into the back row. Bow problems, they pass it over, but out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic. Great attack on the outside by Ainsley Aiden. Wasn't a kill, but it was enough to make Broken Bow not pass back in play. Josie Denny to serve. Good crowd on hand. Two-thirds Broken Bow, but a good crowd on hand here at Cozad. Serve is across to Scott. Back set on the right side. Tipped into the net by Shada. Attack error. Broken Bow. And Kearney Catholic's on a 4-1 run after being down 17-9. They have cut it to 6. Make it 5, 18-13. Denny to serve. And Josie pounds it into the corner for an ace. There was nobody home. Wide between 5 and 6 in the serve receive gap. And Josie will have her second service ace of this district championship. The lead is now 4. Still a ways to go for the Stars. Broken Bow built themselves a big 8-point cushion. And Denny serves it. This time it'll be picked up. It stays in the back row. Scott, they're going to have to just pass it across with Velasic. Denny to Wischmeyer. Wischmeyer to clinch in the middle. She'll drive it down and good. Point, Kearney Catholic. And Broken Bow is looking at a timeout right here. And your score, 18-15, Broken Bow. We're even in the third. We're even at set apiece here in the third. Kearney Catholic still has the serve when we return.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000 square foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more. You can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
Broken Bow timeout, ball in play. Keck will send it across off the block of Velasic. Bump set to the outside. It'll be taken over by Bow, and the Stars will dig it out to Keck. 10-foot line attack into the net. And the Kearney Catholic run comes to an end on the attack error by the Stars. 19-15 here, Broken Bow with the lead. They have been in command most all of this third set, and Trotter will now serve it away. Here's the set middle, clinch off the tape, ricochets off two players and down. Sarah with her 6th kill of this set, her 10th of the match. Kearney Catholic was down by 8 points. They're trying to make the comeback. They've got it to 3, and they have the serve here with the freshman Cameron David. David serves it deep and out of bounds. Broken Bow, the most wins in the history of the program. 31-2. Again, if you're joining us late, they've been to state one time since 1981, and that was way back in 2000. They won the conference tournament for the first time in 31 years this year. Of course, when Ogallala's been in there, Minden and some of those teams, you can see why. Stars slide, Collins termination. First of the set, 6th of the match for Jillian. So Broken Bow, who beat Kearney Catholic back on the 17th in 3 tight sets, 25-20, 20-21. Lost their first set to the Stars in game 2 since the 10th of last month. Outside attack wide that time by Scott. Boy, Kaya has not missed much tonight. We've talked about all the errors for both teams. Kaya sure hasn't had many, but that one sailed wide. Cruzy to go for 2 in a row here. 20-18, serve across. Pass tight to the net. Scott's able to play it, though. Kai on the outside tips it over. Kearney Catholic scrambles. Denny passed it over. Free ball here. Scott sets. Middle attack. Taken across slightly there by Carnazales. Stars keep running into each other. They pass it over again, though. Broken Bow in control of the point. Outside Scott. Blocked up there by Collins. Dig is made. Tipped across again. Denny with the dig. Wischmeyer sets. Keck tight to the net. Had to tip it across. Chance here again for Bow. Outside Scott again. She got the kill. It was off the tip, and that's what kept the ball in play there. Kaya with her 13th kill, 21-18. Broken Bow now a 3-point lead instead of a 1-point lead when it looked like the Stars might win the point there. And Kosiemba comes in to serve it away, one of the many seniors on this Indian team. And Kosiemba serve. On the angle attack, picked up McReynolds. Sets off the mark, so Collins just takes it over. Broken Bow with a bump, and they have to roll shot it across here with Scott. Outside attack, Keck up, ball down. Ashley Keck, one of her better swings. Again, there just haven't been as many opportunities so far this afternoon. That's the 10th kill for Keck. Clinch has 10. Collins has 6. Velasic has 12, and Kaya Scott 13 for Broken Bow. Ashley Keck now to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Trying to make it a 1-point game. after being down eight, and she will. Ace serve, Ashley Keck, her first of the match. 21-20, timeout. Well, is Broken Bow going to call a timeout? I heard the whistle. Instead, it's going to be a substitution. Still waiting to sub in here. And Kosiemba didn't get the signal. Now they finally catch her attention. She comes in and out, and Karzialis comes in. Karzialis on serve receive. 21-20, Broken Bow. Keck for the tie. Handled in the middle by Scott. Here's the set. Outside. Ooh, almost fell to the floor. Bumped over. Stars free ball. Collins middle. Termination. And we are tied at 21. The 8-point Broken Bow lead is gone. 21-21. Broken Bow still has a timeout to use. Now Kearney Catholic looks for their first lead. And into the net it goes. 22-21. Broken Bow trying to survive here in set number three. We're even at a game apiece. And the setter, Scott, puts it across. Kalen bumps at Spangler. Not a good one. She has to pass it across. Broken Bow outside. Scott tips it into the corner. Nobody home, but she tipped it deep, and it's out of bounds. Keck actually had it covered because it was a deep tip. 22-22. Brueggemann to serve. Ella with 4 points in the match, two earlier in this set. And Brueggemann serve. Down the middle to Neely. Stays in the back row. Punched over by Velasic. Keck will get it to Wischmeier. In the middle, clinch is blocked up front by Neely. That's the best block of the match for Broken Bow. Ball still alive. Set over to the Indians. Here comes Scott on the outside, but she hit it in her own net. And Kearney Catholic has taken the lead. 23-22. Time out. Broken Bow. District final. We are even at a set apiece, and the Stars have come back from eight down to take the lead. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality, tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels in downtown Hastings and on the Bricks in Kearney.
Again, Pleasanton a winner today on ESPN 1460. Hastings St. Cecilia, Lawrence Nelson, St. Paul, Hastings High, Grand Island Northwest, among some of the winners so far today from the listening area. Bertrand, another winner from the listening area today. Chambers Wheeler Central a winner. Brueggemann serves up 23-22. Neely in the middle, blocked by Clinch. Broken Bow will have to set it to the outside. Scott tipped it into her own net. The epidemic of errors continues, and it is game point, Kearney Catholic. Brueggemann to serve, and looks like maybe somebody trying to clean up the floor down here after a dive. The Stars were down 17-9, and now they're up 24-22. And the serve by Brueggemann to try and finish it out. Outside attack, roll shot taken across by Shotta, and that keeps Broken Bow alive. This is the double dip. Not only would Broken Bow lose the set, but the way they lose it would be monumentally tough for them. As they serve it across here with Scott. Still game point number two. Clinch in the middle. Blocked, and we're tied. Maddie Neely with her first block and only the second ace block of the match for Broken Bow. 24-24. Tied in a set apiece. Kaya Scott serve to Brueggemann. Wischmeier gets the set on the slide, but it was not a good set. It's out of bounds. Point Broken Bow. So Broken Bow now has game point. And will the big comeback by Kearney Catholic be wasted? 25-24 Indians. Kaya Scott will serve it away for the third set. Brueggemann They get it to Clinch in the middle. Tip shot, pass back across, and it's going to be passed back over by the Stars. Trotter has it. We have a lift call on Kearney Catholic, and Broken Bow will win the set. And Kearney Catholic is upset with the controversial call to end game three. It did not look like a lift, but a lift was called. And Kearney Catholic's going to have to overcome that here at the end of the third set. Broken Bow will win 26-24. Never a good time for that kind of a call, but when it's on game point, we'll take a break with the Indians up 2-1 here on Power 99.
Anywhere fall activities take you, Friesen Ford has you covered with a great selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, SUVs right on our lot. Friesen Ford has a selection to make it anywhere your fall activities take you. From marching band practices to high school football and volleyball games, their friendly sales team will work with you to find a car that fits your needs, and easy financing options are available. See the selection today at Friesen Ford, just off I-80 in Aurora, or online at friesenford.com for sales, service, parts. Trust your friendly Friesen Season 14.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, is now Grand Island and Nebraska's fastest growing bank. Started in 1971, we're now in Hastings, Kearney, Lincoln, Papillion, Omaha, and Sumner. Five Points Bank, the better bank, takes care of customers and provides the best banking and technology.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. In set number three for Kearney Catholic, Ashley Keck, three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Ella Brueggemann had four service points. Sarah Clinch had six kills. Josie Denny, two service points. One was an ace. Jenna Cruzzi, a service point. Ashlyn Wishmeyer, a service point. Jillian Collins, an ace block and two kills. For Broken Bow, Emily Trotter, two service points. Maddie Neely, an ace block and a kill. Majesta Velasic, three service points, four kills. Kaylin Scott, four service points. Kaya Scott, three service points, four kills. And Lindsay Shana, a kill. 10 kills, one ace block, one ace serve. Broken Bow wins it 26-24. They are up 2-1 in our C1 district final. And we will head to the fourth set here in Cozad right after this.
If you're looking for that perfect pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Tim's Auto in Kearney. For the finest pre-owned vehicles around. Want to talk hassle-free? See Tim and his sales team. For a hassle-free car purchase, you'll be in and out with your quality pre-owned vehicle in no time. Financing is always available. Tim's Auto, 825 East 25th Street in Kearney. Voted best in Kearney 6 years and counting. Tim's Auto is a proud sponsor of today's broadcast and wish the area student athletes good luck in the competition.
First serve is going to be put away by Spangler on an ace block here for Kearney Catholic. And they lead it by a score of 1-0. So Wishmeyer will go back and serve it away here for the Stars. And it's passed into the net. That's going to be an ace. 2-0, Kearney Catholic. On the Wishmeyer ace, that will be her second of the match. Kearney Catholic's fifth overall. And Wishmeyer serve. Floats it across here. Scott on the set. Middle attack, Neely. Tips it over the double block for the point. That'll be the fourth kill for Neely. Point, Broken Bow. 25-22, Broken Bow in the first set. 25-18, Kearney Catholic in the second. 26-24, Broken Bow in the third after Kearney Catholic came from 8 down to have game point. Quick set, Clinch. Clinch will terminate. That is 11 in the match for Sarah Clinch. 3-1. Other scores to report to you. Arcadia Loop City takes the first set from Ponca, 25-23. Josie Denny's serve is across. Outside attack, Velasic up, ball down. 13 kills for Majesta. 13 kills for Scott. For Kearney Catholic, 10 for Clinch, 11 for Clinch now, and 10 for Keck, 7 for Collins. Neely serve. Good song serve off of Denny. They barely get it back across. Here's the set on the outside. And again, Velasic will put it across. Good one-arm save, but they're going to say that Kearney Catholic was in the net. They're going to give Velasic credit for the kill anyway. And we are tied at 3. As the serve across by Neely. That's only the second time they've scored on her serve. Good strong serve again. Now Kett gets a look. Angle attack is picked up by Scott. Passed into the Raptors. Bump set by Kalen. Outside blocked there by Aiden. Stays on the bow side. Velasic again. That time through the block. Velasic already with three kills here to start this fourth set. And Broken Bow now up 4-3. Neely just right of center of that service area. Will put it across strong. Picked up by Brueggemann. Clinch is going to set it. From off the net, Keck will roll, shot it for the kill. So Ashley with good position there. Will pick up her 11th kill. And a side out here for Cameron David. 4-4 in the fourth. And Broken Bow up 2-1 on KKPR-FM Kearney Hastings Grand Island. Right side attack. It's going to be out of bounds. Kearney Catholic played it and couldn't get it. Lindsay Shada with her 6th kill. And Trotter will go back and serve it away. Again, high school football action coming your way Wednesday. Arcadia, Loup City, Sutherland here on Power 99. Elm Creek, Burwell on ESPN 1460. Both kicking off at 5. Pleasanton at Kennesaw on the breeze, 94.5 at 6. Serves across, middle attack set across there by Keck. Here's the outside swing, Velasic. She's blocked. It would have been out. Velasic played it, though. Couldn't tell. Set back over to the Stars. And Keck on the outside attack. Dug out again to the back row by Scott. Here's Velasic tight to the net. Goes to the left hand and tips it around the block and in. So Velasic is warming up here in the fourth set. 5-4 the score. Make it 6-4 the score. Trotter will send it across short. Overpassed above the net and then Broken Bow stuck it in their own net. Dug it out and got it over. Here's Kearney Catholic to Keck on the left wing. Off the tip. One arm save by Neely. Kept the point alive now. Kearney Catholic is struggling. Keck with a roll shot. Picked up by Trotter. Set outside. Velasic yet again. That roll shot is picked up by Keck. Set in the middle for Collins. She'll slap it off the back row. It rattles around in the rafters and hits the floor. Number 8 for Collins. Side out here, Kearney Catholic. After going to state 12 years in a row, they've missed it the last two. And the way this season was going midway through, it didn't look like they were going to be much of a factor. And now here they are in the district final with Cruzy to serve. Right down the middle, Neely all by herself. Right side, Velasic. She'll get the kill. 7-5, Broken Bow. Substitution, McReynolds now in for Kearney Catholic. Giltner and Nebraska Christian are underway. Bertrand swept Windside. Humphrey St. Francis swept Stewart this afternoon in Class D2. Pass across by Keck. Here's the set to the outside. Too tight to the net, so Scott had to punch it across, and Kaya did just that. Keck in the middle for Kearney. Catholic goes up and hammers it in zone 6. Her 12th. Elsewhere in D2, Twin Loop playing Garden County at 6. Exeter Milligan plays BDS tonight. Why not Mullen get going at St. Paul at 6? Lawrence Nelson swept out Cody Kilgore today. We'll look at D1 next, but Ashley Keck will serve it away for the Stars. Scott sets to Scott. Kaylin DeKaya off the block. Wischmeyer picks it up. Passed over by Spangler. Broken Bow's going to get a tip by Scott into the corner. One arm up again by Keck. Scramble point both sides. Spangler sets it across. Haven't had a donut hole kill all match. Rolled over here by Velasic out of the back row. Spangler on the attack. And another good dig in the back row by Velasic. Off the floor, they try to set it across. Broken Bow does. Wischmeyer goes to Collins, and she'll terminate in the middle. As they were able to get Broken Bow out of system over there and drop it down. Kill number 9 for Jillian. Keck continues to serve. Tied at 7. Here in the fourth set, Broken Bow's up 2-1. Keck Sir cuts that one across, and it's an ace as it's passed into the stands over there. Almost into the hands of Melissa Denny. She was going to catch that, but not quite. Didn't quite catch it. Didn't quite get up to her. That'll be the second ace for Keck. And the serve goes into the net. So the ace followed by the error. And here comes Kosiemba in for the Lady Indians in D1. Pleasanton swept Sutherland. Diller-O'Dell swept Kennesaw. Chambers-Wheeler Central beat Fullerton. Overton and Cambridge begin at 6 at Holdridge. Among some of the areas, Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner today beat Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family, Collins, Block, Sungle, one-on-one, Maddie Neely. Haven't seen that much throughout the match, but Neely comes up with a big ace block there. And they're back on top, 9-8. Kosciemba serving. And C2, South Loop, and Summerland are underway right now at Burwell. Arcadia Loop City took the first set from Ponca. Centura is playing Lutheran High Northeast. We'll try to get you an update there. Outside attack, Spangler is deep. No tip. Point Bow. And they've got another little mini run going. Grand Island Central Catholic swept Centennial. Hastings St. Cecilia swept Bridgeport in C2. Kosciemba serve. Right down the middle to McReynolds. Pass off the mark. They'll have to go back row. Tip shot here by Keck. Here's the set to the outside for Scott. Put her pretty tight to the net, so she sets it over. Back row. Keck on the attack. One arm return. Right back above the net. And Collins dumps it in the net for Kearney Catholic. Tried to go with the one-timer and take advantage of the overpass, but couldn't get the job done. Four in a row for Broken Bow. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. The Indians are up 2-1, and they lead it here in the fourth, 11-8. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet of Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner each month listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Travis Meath, Ravenna Football, Josie Jacobowski, St. Paul Volleyball are this month's winners, just announced yesterday. Out of the Kearney Catholic timeout, Collins on the attack. Dug out by Trotter, a nice play. Velasic rolls it across from the back row. 11-8 Bow. Collins middle again, blocked again by Neely. Dumped over Wishmeyer, and it hits the floor. Wishmeyer, her first kill, barely got it set over the net from a foot away, and Neely had turned her back to the net, or she'd have been right there to dump it back over. Point Stars. 2-1, Broken Bow. Brueggemann on the serve, over to Kosciemba. Pass off the mark, the center, they just didn't know where it was going to go, so clinch on the attack, one arm up, Trotter. Broken Bow's defense has played very well here in this set. Middle attack, clinch is down and good. Sarah will get her 13th kill, and it's a one-point game again, 11-10. Brueggemann, 7 service points so far in the match. Trying to tie it up here in game 4. To Velasic, set to Scott, outside, big swing, she is in. Scott's called in, hit it right at the lines judge, who had to bail out of the way, but our up official saw it clearly, 12-10. And the serve across here by Scott. Slide, clinch, right side, takes it through the double block and gets her 4th kill of the set, her 14th of the match. 12-11, Broken Bow. Glad to have you along with us on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Cozad, Broken Bow, Westerville, Ansley, all the folks that are listening along today. Odessa, serve across by Wishmeyer, middle attack, tight to the net, blocked by Clinch. The set was too tight, still alive. Neely passes it over. Stars will get it, Wishmeyer, Clinch again. The setter-attacker combination, the timing has been so off today. Clinch with a block, set back over to Keck. Wishmeyer, one-hand set, and Clinch hits it to the net. Point Broken Bow, 13-11. And to serve it away here will be Kaya Scott. She's got 5 points in the match. Had that run at the end of the third set for the win. Outside Ainsley, Aiden hasn't had a swing in a while. That's a good one, and it's a kill. Ainsley with her 2nd kill. Halfway home in set number 4. Broken Bow The crowd here, just like a state tournament game, and they haven't been there in 19 years, trying to break the stretch here today. Josie Denny to serve for Kearney Catholic. Just, oh, they called it in. They're going to say that it hit the line on the broken both side. They didn't like it at all. The line's judge becomes more emphatic that it was in. Kearney Catholic might have got a call there. Third ace for Josie Denny. It was very close either way. 13 all. That won't make up for the call. This one's out. They tested her again. And this one is called out. It was almost in the exact same place. Point, broken bow. Again, a controversial lift call at 25-24. Ended the third set in broken bow's favor after they were let a 17-9 lead get away. And Kearney Catholic had been up 24-22 but gave up the last 4 points. Serve Neely is wide and out of bounds. So we exchange service errors. And David goes back to serve it for Kearney Catholic. 14 all here in the fourth. Centura is down 2-1 as they drop the third set 25-19. So Centura down 2-1, taking on Lutheran High Northeast. Served by David. 14 all. Picked up back row Neely. Passed up Velasic. Tries to roll it over and put it into the net. 15-14, Kearney Catholic. Stars just trying to get to a fifth set, and if they do get to the fifth set, you have to wonder how much pressure would then be on broken bow. They haven't played a lot of those this year at 31-2. Serve is across. Cameron David again, strong. Velasic's going to get a swing. She blocked up front, one arm up by Scott. Velasic has to set it across, blocked again by Collins. One pass back over to the Stars. Wischmeyer, high set for Keck, who's been quiet and should get the kill. Ashley Keck, her second kill of the set. And a timeout, broken bow. Kearney Catholic was down 11-8. Now they're up 16-14. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, as we check our stats here, this is actually the first fourth set Broken Bow has played all year long. So they haven't played a fifth. They haven't even played a fourth. This is the first one. They had only lost one set since the Lincoln Lutheran match back on the 21st, and that was to Minden. They had been so dominant. But now they're down 16-14 in the fourth. Kearney Catholic overpass, tipped there by Velasic. Stars able to dig it out and stay out of the net. Free ball comes over to the Indians. Set outside, Velasic, big swing. She's out near pin, wide. They want a tip. A tip will be called. A tip will be called right in front of the up official. So he had a clear look at it, and out of the timeout, Broken Bow scores. Broken Bow is up 2-1. Kearney Catholic has come back to take the lead here in set number four. It's currently 16-15. And Emily Trotter, the Lady Indian libero, is ready to serve it away. And Emily fires it down the middle to Josie Denny. Wischmeyer set to Keck off the back foot in the middle. Rolled over. Velasic set it back to her again. She's blocked up front off of her and out of bounds. Block Ainsley Aiden. Second ace block for Ainsley, teaming up with Jillian Collins. And it's 17-15. Back to serve it away. It is going to be Jenna Cruzy. South Loop has lost the second set to Summerlin, 25-19. Summerlin is up 2-0, and Cruzy serves it short into the net. Stars have to stay more aggressive than that cloud serve, which I think I can say this, I hate that serve. And Kearney Catholic has dumped, both teams have dumped it into the net a little bit, but that was one for the Stars, as Keck will return it across. It's so beautiful when it works, but it just seems like there's way more errors than aces as I've watched over the years. Joust at the net. Second time Collins is blocked up there by Carrizales. Back over to Keck. Into the net. Ball tipped. Still alive. Broken bow. Outside Scott. She'll take it over the double block. And we're back in system here. Keck on the outside. Rattles it off the block. Picked up there. Scott sets outside. Kaya into the corner. Gets the kill. Great pickup by Kalen just to keep the point alive. And it is 17-17. Both teams with one timeout remaining. Velasic with 10 service points in the match, so she's done it at the service line as well. The all-around leader of this ball club serves it over to Brueggemann. Good pass that time to Wischmeyer. Keck, a little timid on the swing. We haven't seen her take that big three-step run in a while, but they haven't passed it well enough. Pass back over. Keck this time gets the swing. One arm up in the back row. Bounces around in the rafters. Bounces off the rafters, and they can't get it. It hit off the rafters two different times after the first and the second touch. Point Keck. 18-17. Kearney Catholic must win the set to force a fifth. And Keck back to serve it away. Remember, Kearney Catholic had to go five just to get by Adams Central Monday night, 15-13. They were down 12-9 in the fifth of that, and Keck with another service error. 18-18. And Kosiemba back to serve it away. Kiana goes right in the middle of that service area. 18 all in the fourth. And she'll take it down the middle to McReynolds. Here's the set outside. Spangler, big swing. Just off the back line, out of bounds. Point, broken bow. 19-18. Kosiemba's had three in a row. Last time she was back there this set. Stars three back on serve, received, now trailing in the fourth. McReynolds with the pass to Wischmeyer. Slide to Collins. Another tip. It's a high, lofty one that they're able to run down. But out of the back row, it has to be rolled across by Velasic. Here is the set. Collins in the middle. Off the tip. It's back over to Kearney Catholic and set over. Here's Scott to the middle. Neely is wide and out of bounds. Neely, a rare miss from Maddie. Point Kearney Catholic. And the tension grows. 19-19 in the fourth. Broken bow up two sets to one. Brueggemann serve. Right down the middle to Velasic. Here's a good set to Scott on the outside, and she'll put the kill down. Kaya with 16. And Kaylin Scott now to serve. 20-19, broken bow. Kearney Catholic now has to find a way to get the ball and get the point on the board to get them in the lead. I think as soon as they go down two, we'll see that timeout. Over to Brueggemann. Bump set, back row, Keck, half swing, picked up there by Scott. Kaylin keeps it alive. Kaya from the back row, roll shot across. Picked up McReynolds, quick to clinch, off the block and good for Sarah Clinch. That'll be her fifth of the set and 15th of the match. And again, she did not have a kill in the opening set, so that 15, even more impressive of the last three sets. Aiden back into the front row for Kearney Catholic. Wischmeyer to serve, 20-20. Ashland and Keck have been the top two servers today for the Stars. This one across safely back middle to Trotter. Middle attack, Neely around the block and good. Only a single block put up in the middle that time against Maddie Neely, and the senior terminates. And Broken Bow keeps getting the point to have the lead, 21-20. And it will be Kaya Scott to serve. Low pass, Wischmeyer got it up, 10-foot line, Aiden angle attack, picked up by Velasic. They set it back to Majesta. Her attack is saved by Brueggemann. What a great pass in the middle. Clinch tips it over. They'll go to Velasic one more time. This time it's deep and out of bounds. They want the touch. They get the touch. Point broken bow. That is seven kills here in the fourth set for Velasic. And now Broken Bow is up 22-20, and Kearney Catholic will indeed call their final timeout, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. The season on the line for the Stars when we return.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Whenever our match is done, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, a chance to chat with Coach Chris Connor. We'll look at from the other scores from around the state today. A lot of winners. And Broken Bow is 3 points away from their first state tournament since 2000. And Kaya Scott serves at 22-20, right on the line on the far side to Brueggemann. Bump set, Aiden has to go off the back foot, passed into the net by Broken Bow. Clinch returns it over. Great save by Kaylin Scott, or Kaya Scott, excuse me, and set over. Stars need this point. Clinch sets back Rhoda Keck. They're not going to get it that way unless Broken Bow makes an error. They have to set it back over. Set by Keck. Aiden from off the net. Had a half swing. Picked up by Scott. Now Velosic's going to get the swing for Bow. Picked up Brueggemann. Overpass. Neely tips it over. Returned right back by Spangler. Another one tipped. Stars have it. Clinch in the middle. Can only tip it across. Stars haven't had a swing the whole point. Velosic off the tip. One arm up by Keck. Bump set into the back row. Keck will take a half. They're playing a little timid. Bump set outside. Velosic, another tip, and it's good. Numerous opportunities during that rally, and Broken Bow is able to get the point.
23-20. Broken Bow. They have scored the last three. Scott serve. Brueggemann's pass. Wischmeyer set. Back row to Keck. There's just no power for the Stars right now. Outside Velosic. She's blocked, but it's in. Ace block, Kearney Catholic, Sarah Clinch. Side out Stars. 23-21. And in to serve it away will be Josie Denny. Denny was 6 points throughout the afternoon, including three aces. Have to get the serve in. And Denny served safely down the middle. Scott with the set. Right side attack. Neely off the back row. Denny makes a great save. The Stars will pass it back. Picked up by Trotter. Scott with the set. Here comes Velosic on the outside. Off the tip. Saved by Wischmeyer. Bump set. Oh, they're just going to pass it over. On a two ball from Keck. One more time, Velosic. She'll set it into the far corner, but it's out of bounds. Deep. Point, Kearney Catholic. The Stars made a couple of great plays, including Josie Denny with a full layout in the back row. 23-22, and Denny to serve. Bow does have a timeout. If they are able to score here, we might see that used. Let's see what Denny does. Josie serve. This one over in the corner to Trotter. Scott has to run it down. Velosic from the 10-foot line. Roll shot. Wischmeyer's pass goes into the back row. Keck at the net just tips it across. Opportunity here for the Indians. Velosic's going to get a tip shot on the outside. Out of the net, Aiden stays in the back row for the Stars. They run into each other but get it over. Now passed into the back row by Broken Bow. Velosic's still going to get a swing. Dug out by Keck. Set by Clinch and a double hit. Point Broken Bow. Championship point Indians. To serve it away, Maddie Neely. One trip to state since 81, Neely served. Picked up by Brueggemann. They'll get the set. Keck from the 10-foot line. Roll shot picked up. Broken Bow set to the outside. Velosic through the block. It's picked up by Clinch. Returned by Aiden. Dug out by Neely. Broken Bow to the back row. Roll shot across. Off of Denny. It stays in the back row for the Stars. And Keck is just going to set it into the net. Broken Bow is going to go to state. The Indians, for the first time since 2000, are Lincoln-bound with a volleyball team, winning the fifth set 25-22 and winning the match in four, 25-22, 18-25, 26-24, and 25-22. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. The final stats, scores from across the state, a chat with Coach Chris Connor as the Stars' season comes to an end with a record of 19-14. And Broken Bow will head to state with a record of 32-2, continuing to build on the best season in school history. So congratulations to the Indians. Good season for the Stars. But Broken Bow has beaten them twice. Kearney Catholic played them as tough, really, as anybody that has lost to them has all season long. The two losses that they have to Lincoln Lutheran and to St. Paul. Again, Broken Bow had not lost a set since the 10th of October to Minden. And that's the only set they had lost since September the 19th. So the Stars got one, and they were up 24-22 in the third, but could not finish. We'll be back with more here from Cozad in a moment on Power 99.
Ryan Redinger would like to wish all of the Kearney area athletes good luck in their competition this week. As the owner of O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home, Ryan knows that everyone's game of life comes to an end someday, and he wants you to know that he and his staff are here to create healing moments for you and your loved ones. The staff at O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home knows a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors their memory. Give them a call today at 308-234-3500.
To be a Platte River Prep school sponsor, like Kearney Catholic, Awori Dunes, and Copycat Printing, email digital@platteriverradio.com and find out how you can support your team on platteriverpreps.com.
Five stations,
1230 KHIS,
KSS, Hastings,
KXPN Kearney,
The Breeze 94.5,
Classic Hits, Power 99.
One team,
Platte River Preps,
Platte River Preps,
platteriverpreps.com. Powered by Platte River Radio, local sports, your music.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back to Cozad. Again, a big thanks to the folks here at Cozad and all of their volunteers on this Saturday for allowing us to be here and bring you today's volleyball. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today in four good ones. Broken Bow over Kearney Catholic in the fourth set was the best played set probably by far of the entire match. There were a couple of errors both ways at the very end there, but the numbers point out that that fourth set was by far the best match played here in kills, blocks, taking care of the ball at the net. And Kearney Catholic will lose seniors Sarah Clinch and Ainsley Aiden, but they've got a good group coming back. This Lady Indian team had many more seniors, and they will head to Lincoln. And you take a look at C1, St. Paul and Wahoo were winners. Lincoln Lutheran and Ashland Greenwood are still playing as they get underway at 5 o'clock. If Lincoln Lutheran wins that, then Broken Bow will be the 4 seed. If Ashland Greenwood would pull the upset, then Broken Bow looks like they would move up to the 3 seed. And again, the 4-5 matchup at State would be at 3:30 at Lincoln North Star on Thursday. And the 5 seed right now, as the bracket sets, would be Wayne. And that match at Kearney High should be over. So we're looking for an update on the Wayne-Chase County matchup over at Kearney High. We will take a break and look at the final stats, talk with Coach Chris Connor and more after this on the New West postgame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer, reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the fourth set here on Power 99. For the Lady Stars, Cameron David had a service point. Ashley Keck, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Ella Brueggemann had a service point. Sarah Clinch had an ace block and four kills. Josie Denny, two service points. One was an ace. Ainsley Aiden, an ace block and a kill. Ashlyn Wishmeyer had an ace serve, and she also had a kill. Bailey Spangler, an ace block, and Jillian Collins had two kills. 12 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves in that fourth set for Kearney Catholic. And that either tied for the high or was the high in each one of those categories for all four sets. For Broken Bow, Emily Trotter had a service point. Kiana Koziemba had 4 service points. Maddie Neely had 2 service points, an ace block, and 3 kills. Majesta Velasic had a service point but came up huge with 8 kills in the fourth set. Kaya Scott had 2 service points and 2 kills, make it 3 kills, and Lindsay Shada had 1 kill. 15 kills, 1 ace block, no ace serves. Broken Bow, 25-22 after we were tied at 20 to defeat Kearney Catholic. Wayne was a winner today, so they stay at the number 5 spot right now, and Ashlyn Greenwood was trailing Lincoln Lutheran 2 sets to none. So Lutheran up 2-0. Broken Bow really looking like they're going to hang into that 4 slot. Let's go ahead and take another break and be back with the final stats and hopefully a chat with Coach Chris Connor right after this.
Farmers are darn tough, and times are challenging. Well, that's when you need an ag partner like Aurora Cooperative. By joining forces, things can be accomplished that can't be accomplished alone. Farmers face tough challenges every day, so having a partner is critical to your operation, especially when that partner is Aurora Cooperative. You'll have all the tools for success that you need right at your fingertips to make decisions and investments based on solid research data, innovative solutions, products, and support every step of the way. Tougher together. Aurora Co-op.com.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Blake at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they are where you are. With 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, they provide the highest quality care to everyone. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
All right, let's go back to the New West postgame show here on Power 99. These are the overall final statistics we had for the match. First off, for Kearney Catholic, Cameron David has 3 service points. Ashley Keck had 9 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 13 kills, which was 2nd on the Stars here today. Ella Brueggemann, 7 service points and a kill. Sarah Clinch had an ace block and a team-high 15 kills. Josie Denny, 7 service points. 3 of them were aces. Jenna Cruzy, 3 service points. Ainsley Aiden, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Ashlyn Wishmeyer was able to pick up 8 service points. 2 of them were aces, 2 ace blocks, and 1 kill. Bailey Spangler had an ace block and 3 kills. And Jillian Collins had 9 service points, or 9 kills, excuse me, and an ace block. So Spangler, 3 kills and an ace block. Collins, 9 kills and an ace block. 44 kills, 7 ace blocks, 7 ace serves, but Kearney Catholic will see their season come to an end with a record of 19-14. For the Lady Indians of Broken Bow, Emily Trotter, 6 service points. Kiana Koziemba had 7 service points. Maddie Neely, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, 6 kills. The leader on the team, Majesta Velasic, 10 service points, an ace block, and a match-high 20 kills, including 8 in the fourth set. Kaylin Scott, 6 service points and a kill. Kaya Scott, 7 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 16 kills. And Lindsay Shada had 6 kills. 49 kills, 3 ace blocks, only 1 ace serve, but For some reason, Kearney Catholic had trouble on serve receive. There weren't a lot of aces, but they served strong enough to keep Kearney Catholic out of system a whole lot today. And the Indians are now 32-2, 25-22, 18-25, 26-24, and 25-22 over Kearney Catholic to improve to the state tournament for the first time since 2000 and the second time since 1981. And we wish the Indians the best of luck. Always good to have some Central Nebraska teams moving on. While we wait for Coach Chris Connor, the team has just come out of the locker room, but we have not seen the coach yet. Let's give you what we have in front of us. In Class B, Omaha Scott, the top seed, swept Bennington. The two seed, Waverly, swept Lexington. Sydney, the three seed, swept Beatrice. The four seed, Norris, swept Omaha Gross. The five seed, Platteview, swept York. The six seed, Omaha Deschene, swept Seward. The seven seed, Northwest, swept Alliance. And the eight seed, Hastings, beat Aurora, but they did go four sets. Aurora won the opening set. In Class C1, St. Paul swept Loganview Scribner-Schneider. Wahoo swept Omaha Roncalli. Lincoln Lutheran is up two games to none on Ashland Greenwood. Here in District 4, Broken Bow, the four-set winner over Kearney Catholic. Wayne defeated Chase County in four sets. Shadron, the only one that we know of so far that has went five sets, and they beat Malcolm. Southern Valley and Norfolk Catholic were even at a set apiece at last check, and no update on Battle Creek Syracuse because they have just begun. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia had a quick sweep today over Bridgeport. Superior and Johnson County Central, Superior was ahead at last check, and we will try and get something on that one for you. A Superior, of course, with the Meyer girls trying to advance on to the next round of the state tournament. Staying in Class C2, it was Grand Island Central Catholic taking out Lord Central Catholic in straight sets. Centura was down 2-1 to Lutheran High Northeast at last check. Arcadia Loup City up 2-0 over Ponca as they are early in the third set. Wisner Pilger, a 4-set winner over Meade. That's actually an upset. One of the only ones of the day. Wisner Pilger was the 11 seed. Bishop Newman and Thayer Central playing right now, and South Loup was down 2-0 to Summerlin, I believe it was. They dropped the first set to Summerlin as they're playing the second. In D1, Pleasanton swept Sutherland. It was Diller O'Dell sweeping Kennesaw. Chambers Wheeler Central beat Fullerton. Elsewhere, Overton and Cambridge just getting underway at Holdridge. We move on down to D2. Lawrence Nelson swept Cody Kilgore. And Humphrey St. Francis swept Stewart Bertrand, a winner in straight sets over Windside. And Nebraska Christian took a set from Giltner. And I believe that is now even at one set apiece as they play in set number three. And what else do we have? Superior officially is a winner. We will round up the coach and wrap things up here from Cozad right after this timeout.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2020 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Tigers and exclusive Starcraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons, the biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney. Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first...
If what your crop needs is potassium, what you need to feed it is Locomotive. Designed to enhance crop growth and quality, Locomotive gives crops what they need in the safest form. Chlorine-free formula, providing high absorption rates to deliver critical nutrition quickly. Locomotive is the foliar potassium that doesn't hesitate when it comes to your crop's performance. No matter what the conditions, if you want potassium in your crop, you want Locomotive. To get your crop what it needs, see your local Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer today.
And one final time, we are back here at Cozad on the New West postgame show, joined by Kearney Catholic head coach Chris Connor. And it's that time where you always hate to see the season end, but this team was good enough and overcame some stuff throughout the season to get to a district final and push Broken Bow here, a team that had only lost one set since losing to Lincoln Lutheran back on September the 19th. Coach, I guess just your overall feelings on the way your team played here this afternoon.
Really happy with their serve receive. I mean, I thought compared to the first time we played Bo, and they annihilated us on our serve receive game. And so really pleased with that. But kind of some of our just defensive passes that are almost like a free ball pass. And, you know, that could have been a little bit better just to get us a little bit more in system. You know, and our outside hitters have had better days than what we had today. And both of them kind of struggled offensively on the pins. And you got it. Usually that's the kind of the dictator of the game, you know, is when you when your outsides can perform well, you know, you're going to have a lot better success. And so we just kind of struggled there. But, you know, overall, I think the girls came in with a pretty good confidence and did a lot of good things. Bo's a great team. They'll do well down there. They've got some good athletes over there and some good senior leadership, you know, that's huge.
Broken.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Broken Bo did do well with their outside hitters here today, mm-hmm. and it didn't seem like their block game was a whole lot until it got later on in the match. And probably both teams played their best there in the fourth. What would you say was the biggest difference from your meeting a couple of weeks ago to today with Broken Bo?
Biggest difference definitely was our serve receive, getting that shored up. But then we kind of probably faltered a little bit more on just consistency on offense and terminating on the outside. Thought Sarah Clinch and Jill Collins did a great job for us in the middle when we could get it to them. We got it to them quite, and they had probably more swings than they usually get. So that was good. Thought Ainsley Aiden had a great game. She attacked well, made some smart plays. But they're pretty good on, you know, we'd like to hit a lot to the short court when we're not able to attack hard. We'd like to go to that donut, and they do a great job. We talked about not throwing it there, but we seem to like to throw it there a lot. And we tested her out. So, well, the next team that plays Bo will know not to try to hit that donut shot. So, but, you know, overall, I'm really proud of the kids and how far they've come.
Talking with Chris Connor, Kearney Catholic, a coach here. Let's talk about where things got a little weird there in the third set. You had taken the second set. You did it pretty convincingly, 25-18, but then Bo comes out and gets all up over you, 17-9 in the third.
Yeah.
You find a way to come back and have a couple of set points, but then can't finish that third set. I guess talk about the third set and how the team was feeling going into the fourth.
Yeah, that was a crusher. Because, you know, you got them, you know, we were a game point there, and we had a lift call, which was huge, maybe a little debatable, I don't know. I mean, she had a one hand out there and popped it up, I mean, that's kind of a Ginny pass that they call, but, you know, it's the game, there's no review.
Yeah.
So, but overall, yeah, it was kind of tough there in the end, so it's hard to kind of get the psyche back up again. In that next set, you know, and you thought you had them, but we were right there every set. So it's easy to say you can't be two down, but, you know, only one's heading to Lincoln, so.
I know we've talked about it quite a bit off the air. I don't know how much we've talked about it on any of our post games, but the team that you had this summer was beating everybody, and the team that you had to start the season was pretty different. The team you had in the middle of the season was a lot different, and then here you are, almost going back to Lincoln. Can you, in short amount of time, kind of talk about how this season has been really different than maybe any other one that you've coached?
At the end of the summer, we were looking very good. We did really well at the UNK team camp. We did awesome at top 10. And then we had a Sid went out, our setter, with a back injury and sidelined her for pretty much the whole season, tried to make a comeback tonight. And then Julia McReynolds went out mid-season, and so she has been out for the last month, just started playing actually, didn't come in until she had to. We had nobody else to put in against Minden and stepped up and said she was ready to try it. So we went, you know, most of the season without a couple starters, and that's huge, you know, when they have some pretty key positions to play. So, you know, just trying to get people wish Meyer stepped in as a setter. She did a great job. She's super quick, and she'd had zero setting experience. She's been a DS for us. She was an outside hitter for us, and then we make her a setter. I was really excited about her hitting on the outside for us, but, you know, she's a team player, and she'll do whatever it takes to make the team better, so really proud of her stepping up.
Only two seniors, but two good seniors, so I know a lot will be expected. These kids will be expecting a lot of their team when you have a ton of these kids coming back next year.
Yeah. So that'll be fun to see. We got definitely a good nucleus of kids coming back. Obviously, we're going to miss both Sarah and Ainsley. I mean, they're both great kids, good leaders, a lot of positive, kind of goofy sometimes, especially Sarah. But yeah, we're gonna miss the heck out of them. I was talking to Sid on the way, and she goes, "Probably the one thing I really hated about missing the whole season was not being able to set to Sarah. You know, she wanted to be able to get some connections with Sarah." So they're just good personalities to have on the team. We're for sure gonna miss them. Sarah will be going on to play at Midland, so she's gonna continue.
Well, best of luck to her, and Chris, as always, thanks for everything you do for us during our radio year, and we'll do it again next year, right?
That's right.
All right, Coach. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Doug.
Chris Connor, as we wrap things up here on Power 99 from the District Volleyball Championships, Summerlin has advanced on, by the way, over South Loop and Central Valley, beating Maywood Hayes Center to wrap things up. So a lot of teams from the area doing well today. St. Paul has made it. Grand Island Central Catholic has made it. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest have made it onto the state tournament. Pleasanton with an easy win. Lawrence Nelson is moving on. We have a few others like Overton that is still playing at this hour. Chambers Wheeler Central out of kind of the north central part of the state has moved on. Bertrand was a winner today. So congratulations, and we'll see it state covering a bunch of teams. Again, high school football continues Wednesday with the 8-man action here on Power 99, Arcadia, Loup City, Sutherland, Elm Creek, Burwell on ESPN 1460, Pleasant and Kennesaw on the Breeze 94.5. In four sets, it is Broken Bow over Kearney Catholic. You've been listening to the New West Postgame Show here on Power 99. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back at the studio, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great Saturday night.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.